Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Well, I was moving down the road in my VA4. I had a shine on my boots. I had my sideburns.
Welcome back, 17th here. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much. Jeremy, thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Grace Marie Turner is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. She's the president of the Galen Institute, the co-author of Why Obamacare is Wrong for America. We're talking about the fact that the Supreme Court of the United States heard Burwell versus Smith. Was that the name of it?
King v. Burwell.
There it is. King v. Burwell is a case that was brought to expose the fact that in the Obamacare law, that the states that did not choose to have state exchanges, they allowed the federal government to run federal exchanges in their states. Those states should not have gotten subsidies for their residents. But even though the IRS, Grace Marie, took it upon themselves to make it so, right?
That's right. And, you know, this is really an important issue for small businesses because states had a choice. They could either set up an exchange, get all these subsidies for people who were basically uninsured to get health insurance, or they could protect their citizens and businesses from the individual mandate and the employer mandate mm-hmm. by not setting up exchanges right. or having these subsidies. Because the employer mandate in particular is triggered if a citizen goes in, one of your employees goes into the exchange and gets a subsidy. That triggers this whole barrage mm-hmm. of $2,000 and $3,000 penalties for every employee for businesses.
Mm-hmm.
But if there's no exchange, then there's nowhere for those citizens to go for those subsidies. And therefore, there can be no employer mandate or individual mandate.
And so it's to the IRS's advantage to do this. So that was one issue. They didn't have any, according to the law, the way it was written, they didn't have the right to do that. Another thing that I read recently, Grace Mead, I want you to talk to us about this. Sebelius, HHS, Secretary of HHS, she was given unlimited ability to fund the state exchanges, but not the federal exchanges.
That's right.
And yet, she contrived money from different places, not the normal sources, but other places, slush funds, different places, to fund the federal exchanges. So if she did all of that, they can't say they didn't know, it's contrary to their argument, isn't it?
That's right, and there actually is a lot of evidence in the law, in fact, some new evidence that we've uncovered, showing that the Congress really was trying to coerce the states into setting up these exchanges. And they just didn't think they'd say no. Well,
and when you say Congress, since it was
the former Democratic Congress,
since it was not a bipartisan bill, it was only Democrats. You have to say Democrats. So, will anything that Gruber said, where he confirmed all this as well, will that enter into the thinking of the judges?
Well, it's actually in some of the briefs. You're not able to introduce anything before the court that's not in the brief, and that is in the brief because it came out in time when Gruber said very clearly, if you're a state and you don't set up an exchange, your citizens don't get their tax credit. Pretty clear. Jonathan Gruber, MIT professor, has now said, well, I made a mistake. I didn't really mean to say that. And the left...
yeah, he made a mistake. He made a mistake in saying it. He didn't make a mistake in the content.
Right. They were still trying to bribe the states. Well, 37 states didn't take the bait.
Yeah.
So that's why the IRS came along and said, okay, well, if you don't set up an exchange, we're going to do it. And therefore, we're going to subject all your businesses and your citizens to all these mandates and penalties, even though they would be protected from them if we respected your decision to not set up an exchange.
Mm-hmm.
So it is really, it's an issue of federalism, which was the issue that we covered in our brief before the Supreme Court, that this is an issue of the state's authority to make a decision,
mm-hmm.
and one way or the other, do you want to exchange with all those benefits, or do you want to not do an exchange and protect your citizens from all the mandates and
mm-hmm.
penalties? And so 37 states took the second option. And then the IRS comes in and says, well, we don't like the choice you made, and so we're not going to come in, we're going to helicopter in, and we're going to set up an exchange in your state, whether you like it or not, and therefore subject all of your citizens and your businesses to these
right.
penalties. And it's, you know, this is really the issue before the court.
Can I ask
Can the IRS do this?
Here's one question before we go to a break, Grace Marie. I mean, everybody I think listening knows which side of this issue I'm on. I've been against Obamacare before anybody ever heard of President Obama, let alone the Obamacare, because I don't like government takeover of the healthcare system. You and I have been talking about that for 17 years. You've been doing it for longer than that. My question is, isn't it troubling, though, all that notwithstanding, isn't it troubling that a Supreme Court justice would be prepared to contrive a decision based on something that the law doesn't say?
You know, you listen to left, and
I'm talking about Elena Kagan primarily.
I'm talking, and Sotomayor and Justice Breyer and Justice Ginsburg, all of them basically are saying, well, it's clear that the law meant to get to universal coverage, so they just made a mistake. And of course, they meant for
but that's not that's
to
not
go.
That's not what this,
that's
not what's
not
in front of them.
For them to decide. If there's a mistake in the law, Congress has to fix it.
That's right.
Not the Supreme Court.
That's very troubling to me. And I'm not naive enough to think it's never happened before. And maybe even on the other side as well. But it's troubling that they would take those positions when that's not what their job is at this point. When we come back, we're going to talk about what is the Republicans' plan. If they win, and Grace Marie knows that. Stay with us, 10 till.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.